Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR2 plenary call number 110 on the 20th of May, 2020 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Elaine, Denko, Russ, Jabera, Norm, Lauren, Kaveh, Boban, Denise, and Scott. Apologies from Eric and Navid. Observer Dennis Chan is on, and technical writer Heather, and MyCan.org is Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda, and Ram Krishna is joining us right now. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record, and I'll turn the call over to Russ. Thank you.
Hello. I hope everyone is staying safe and well. The first thing on the agenda is to talk about the timeline, and as a part of that, the dates that we're going to turn off the spigot for additional questions. So let's start with that. Right now, we have a couple outstanding questions, and we're looking at a possibility of a couple more. But I think that if we're ever going to finish, we need to make sure that there's a time where we say, okay, we're going to finish on what information we have, even though obviously ICANN itself will continue to do things. And so I propose that the end of this month is when we will no longer ask any more questions, but work on finishing the public comment and the final report. Does anyone have concerns with that somewhat arbitrary date? Okay, hearing none, let's turn to the rest of the review timeline. Earlier this week, the chair and vice chairs got together and we asked the question. Basically, it was spurred by the fact that Heather's contract ended in June, and we knew we weren't going to be done in June. So we asked, when do we need to have the contract extended to make sure that we don't lose Heather's support in getting the final report out? So, historically, this team has made the most progress at face-to-face meetings. Yeah. It's very clear that we're not going to have one of those in the near future. I would say that we needed to come up with a plan that said if this team is not able to have a face-to-face meeting again ever, when will we be done? And so to that end, we looked at all of the steps that we need to do, finishing the public comment, finalizing text in the report, making sure that the consensus of the group is maintained with that new text and so on. And we came up with the, if we had to do this with weekly calls, we would probably need till the end of October to get done. So I'm running that by the team to say, does anybody see anything we missed? If so, please speak up. If not, then we're going to ask ICANN to extend Heather's contract to that time and update the work plan to reflect that cadence. Any concerns that anyone sees at this point? Okay, I'm not hearing any. So we will proceed with that plan. The next thing is to get report out from the sub-teams. Brenda, Russ, could you put up the...
raised his hand.
Sorry. I'm sorry?
Boban just raised his hand in the chat.
Okay, go ahead, Boban.
Yes, thank you, Russ. Just for clarification purposes, are we talking about October 2020 for finishing the report and to put it in a public review, the second one, or what was referenced to this date? Yes.
Thank you for the question. We hoped that that would be the final report, not an additional public review. That is a question we will have to ask when we're through with these comments, whether the delta between the report that went out for public comment and the next one is so drastic that we need to do that. But on the data we have right now, we did not think a second public comment would be needed.
Okay.
We could be surprised. But yes, thank you for raising that.
Okay, thank you.
I have to admit that we had to make this call at a point where we haven't seen much revised text from the sub-teams. Okay, thank you for putting up this chart. This is kind of a thing that I came up with, that we needed some kind of a bar chart to see where each of the teams are. What it reflects right now is the information that I could tell where some teams have tried to get started, some have scheduled calls, some have reached consensus on a direction, but none of them have finished their tasks. Some of them, it's pretty clear, have not even started yet due to reasons that have not necessarily been communicated, at least to me. I know that the ones, for example, where Eric is the rapporteur, just end of the semester is right now, and he was overwhelmed with that. Now that the semester has ended, I'm hoping we will get his attention back. We need to see steady progress of these arrows moving across the chart. And we have report outs from a couple of the teams today where they have more than one direction or have proposed text in a couple cases. So let's start with sub-team one, which I am the rapporteur. I sent an email out to the team on the 13th of May that explained the comments that we had gotten and three possible ways forward. So let me just summarize that. There were two categories of comments. Remember that recommendation one is finish up all of the implementation of SSR1. And we got comments that gave strong support for that recommendation. And we got comments that said, please provide more detail on what fully implement means for each of those implementations. In addition to that, we got a comment from ESSAC that said, essentially, hey, you have too many recommendations. And said, maybe you can decide which ones are the most significant and drop the rest. So it really is just there were also some things in the GAC comments that would could be interpreted as encouraging fewer recommendations. So I think we're faced with three choices. We could bring the table from Appendix D forward into Recommendation 1. That table is the one that says what we felt needed to, how that implementation fell short, or what we expected to find it did not find. And if we were to do that, we'd have to make each row smart, and I would say that's a lot of work. Choice 2 would be to drop Recommendation 1 from the recommendation list, but strengthen Suggestion 2 so that it basically says incomplete. Suggestion 2 is the one that calls for an implementation dashboard for each of the review team recommendations going forward, so the community can see how implementation is going. And so if we were to take Suggestion 2 and say, hey, the community would have told you earlier had you implemented it, and strengthen that to show how these are the kinds of things that would have been caught, and then say, and we encourage you to complete those implementations. And the third choice is to keep recommendation as it is, but strengthen Suggestion 2. So I'm not sure which one of these is best, and I open it to the review team to offer this sub-team some guidance.
Yes, Norm. I think that all depends on who's updating the second one. So if there is a dashboard that's being updated by the same groups that updated it before and said things were complete, and then we came around and said, no, they're not, I think we'd just be back in the same situation again.
I think there's one important difference, Norm, at least the way I read Suggestion 2, is that this dashboard would be online as opposed to a slide deck that is reflects a moment in time. And so that as it would be updated as the implementation is done, and so sure, it would be the basis of briefing the community whenever a briefing is needed, but it gives people the opportunity to look in on a implementation associated with a recommendation they care about, say, why did it stall, or what happened, or this doesn't look good enough to me.
Yeah, so I would like to see it go the way you're suggesting and just have a dashboard and that's it, because I think all of those old recommendations are getting in the way of the new ones. So if we have the dashboard, we should also add in the new recommendations as well to that.
Oh, that's what the suggestion was about, actually.
Oh, okay.
It was our new implement. I'm just saying that this would have helped avoid the situation we inherited.
Okay.
I see Carrie Ann and then Lauren.
I support what Norm just said and how you described it. I think when you're asking the three options, I think it's to clarify and strengthen the recommendation based on even the clarification you gave Norm a moment ago, because the bottom line is the trouble we had going through this huge amount of slides just to kind of track and see what was going on and getting multiple documents from staff to be able to justify to say, yes, it was done or wasn't done. I think no other review team should have to go through that. So I think how you described or how you clarified it for Norm, we could probably add that to the text. And I think emphasize the need for it to be a live document. If it's a tool they have to develop, they have a community that can develop it. But I think it's not something that's new. It's similar to just having a risk matrix that you just pretty much, whoever's the owner of it, just goes in and updates it periodically so the board could see it. Like, this is technology that's been around from forever. So I think it's something that's doable. And yeah, I don't think we should change it, but just strengthen it as you described it. I think that's your third option.
Okay. Lauren?
I think Carrie-Anne essentially said most of what I wanted to say, so no need.
So you're also supporting choice three?
I believe so. I mean, the one point that wasn't made is essentially, I think, to actually give a good answer, I would have to also look at it again in a bit more detail. And that might be true for a lot of other people. I'm happy to do that. But right now I'm with like, okay, it sounds like the best, but I haven't looked at this in that way. So yeah.
Okay, I don't see any other hands. So does anyone else want to speak in favor of one of the other choices? Okay, let's go back to the bar chart, please. Great. I know that Lauren had some things he wanted to suggest coming out of the team that he's rapporteur for. Is there anyone before that has something to report out? Okay, then I turn it over to you, Lauren.
Yes, hello, everyone. So essentially, in the interest of time, and I saw Boban just had to drop off the most reports in our cluster, so I'll just move to the interest of time, and because Boban isn't here. So essentially what we did is we out in an extra table all the relevant comments for recommendations 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. As you can see, the sub-team members intersect heavily in this group, and a lot of this stuff is related to more than one. So we essentially said we will sit down together and look at that. So for each comment we got, we looked at what it's, we agreed on what actions specifically to the comment, and we had actions as well, where essentially we saw there is a direction and need for clarification role in a section or something like that. All of this has been essentially worked through, has been agreed by all of us, and we're currently at the point where we have actions, and we asked Heather to provide us a playground document so we can move text a little bit, and that will allow us to essentially show you, the rest of the team, this is the new text versus the old text in the document that we'll leave untouched. You can also look at this if you want. This is just in the team folder. It just says like risk team or something like that. In general, we see there's a lot of clarification necessary, and sometimes we need to kind of provide a better narrative so that it kind of makes sense to the readers what's going on. Some stuff we think we can merge or kind of shorten up, make it shorter, more to the point. And that's essentially most of the risk stuff that I can think of right now. Obviously, you're welcome to also look at our table that we use for tracking, so none of this is secret. If anyone has questions, let us know. I think Boban is still gone, but Norm, I believe. Yes, Norm is here. So if you want to add anything or carry on, please do.
No, just wanted to probably link back Russ's observation of not a lot of texts in the seen a lot of amendments. I think going forward is just how we plan to not probably have it in the main document. So it's, if team members, I think, want to view how the amendments have been made, is at, I know Lauren will share the link to the new document, correct? Or not yet.
It's so public. Anyone can access it. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
public.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's part of the team folder, right, Heather?
Yes.
I believe.
It's in the, yes. It's in the draft report section.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. At least everybody could track it there. They won't see it in the main text.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions for the group of people working recommendations 5 through 9? Thank you, Jennifer, for the link. Okay, Denise, you said that you were not sure whether you would have text for any of the recommendations by today, but is there anything you want to share with the whole team? Is Denise here? I thought I saw she had dialed in.
Sorry. I was muted.
Thank you.
This subgroup has recommendations 10 through 19. A variety of comments to address as well. It won't surprise anyone that there is a range of comments on practically every aspect of every recommendation. The subgroup at a high level, I think, would like to respond to the key points in the public comments as it relates to each recommendation, and then agree on some proposed suggested actions. So the goal here is to provide the full team sort of a master spreadsheet that shows all that suggests an SSR2 response to the key public comments on each recommendation, and then also suggested action, which in many cases will be a suggested red line, text.
Okay, that sounds like the right direction to me. Is there a high-level pattern across all of these recommendations that has already emerged, or is it too soon?
Oh, yes. The pattern is that the community does not agree on SSR2 abuse-related recommendations. There's very strong support from several elements of the community and those outside the community, and opposition from some elements of the community on the very same recommendations. So there is no unanimity, but that's one of the reasons why we thought it was important to, at a high level, make sure that we respond, that choices will have to be made, and that a response to the key public comments should be included in some fashion in a spreadsheet, and then decisions will need to be made on how to update the recommendations.
Thank you. I'm not surprised that the community is bipolar about this topic.
Right.
Okay. Are there any other sub-teams that are ready to share a direction?
I had a question. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Just a bit of Carrie Ann had a question, then we'll come to you. Go ahead, Carrie.
I needed to ask the team regarding the privacy section with what's happening with COVID, and I don't think it's affecting ICANN per se directly, but if anyone has any information that should be considered regarding some of the threats that have come up. The only privacy consideration in cybersecurity with like what's happening now, because as I said, I think the report should be current. The only discussion around privacy is using GPS for the apps that they're developing, really, and all the amount of data that's being collected. But I don't think that impacts on ICANN. So I just wanted, in terms of looking at all the comments that would come in on privacy, which I haven't been able to look at all yet, I'll try and do that this weekend. If anyone has any considerations or thoughts, just to include in the report, so when I sit to redraft that section, it at least takes into account the current picture as well. If they could just send me an email directly and just let me know. But I want to make sure that we consider everything at this stage if we're going to redraft or touch that section. Yeah.
Okay.
Clear or unclear? I don't know.
No, I think your request was clear. Okay, Alon?
Yes, I just want to give a brief report on what we did for the recommendation 27 subgroup. But before I can see on the sheet that the sub team 2 have done work up to consensus, and I'm listed there, and I've never been contacted by Boban, so I would like to hear, I don't think I've missed mail, or I want to know what is going on there, because I've not been associated, and I can see that there are no rich consensus. But okay, that is okay. When Boban come back, he may tell me. So for the recommendation 27, you can see it's Ross and myself. I'm a rapporteur. We started a discussion. We had the first round of discussions. And then recommendation 27 has there are two sub elements, 7.1 and 7.2. So it looked like we seem to have, I won't say agreement anyway. From my communication with Ross, and Ross, feel free to correct me. So on the first part of the recommendation, where people complain about we being specific and mention a certain algorithm and not mention other algorithm. Okay, I think it's easy to address this. So, but then the second part, which is abandoning the DPS to facilitate. So apparently the ICANN.org seem to be looking for the sub team to provide more detail on this thing, and then we have to discuss this. So I have a token to respond to Ross on this, and hopefully we'll be able to get something out. So, but Ross, feel free to say if you share my optimism or if you feel otherwise.
No, I think that we just need to update the findings to reflect basically what you already said, and then I think maybe the recommendations stand. I didn't see anything in those comments that indicated a lack of support.
Yes, I think my reading on that said that by, okay, I think the recommendations said a PTI should update the DPS to facilitate. I think it looked like from my reading from the ICANN.org seemed to be, if you are saying facilitate, the real algorithm rollover does not fit in the DPS. It has to be, so it does not only fall under the DPS, it has to go through more analysis so that you guys should provide more detail. But I think what our original things was not to tell how to do the algorithm rollover, etc., but to say that the DPS, the current DPS, lack that information which said that it's possible to do algorithm rollover. But for me, we were not recommending or to tell them how to do it, but to say the DPS must have that provision. But I think we can take this discussion, and I will make sure that Ross and I, we have the same understanding. Then if it requires that we amend the finding and certain things, or if we rephrase the algorithm differently. So this is what I want to discuss with you in the coming day.
Right, I agree with you. We shouldn't pick the algorithm, we should let them.
Okay,
is there anybody else who would like to talk about their sub-team?
Russ, this is Lauren. Just a quick comment. I think two and maybe three are just, I'm not sure if these are correct. And I did look at it, and I did not spot that. Maybe Boban didn't either. So I can totally imagine that these are a figment because I commented something on that based on our work. So that is probably just a fluke. So just to deal with that, I think that's not correct in the document.
Okay. Well, would you just go in and fix it?
I can't.
Thank you. All right. Is there anything else?
Ross, this is Alan.
Go ahead.
I'm just curious about something. So currently we have subgroup, and the subgroup are working. We are working privately, but all this email exchange are not recorded somewhere. For example, we cannot see what other people are doing, et cetera. So how should we proceed? Because I think we need to get some of these private discussions recorded, and maybe have some of the sub-team discussion on the bigger list. Even though I'm not in the sub-team, I can just listen to what other people are doing. So how do we do this?
So you're correct that we need to be open and transparent here. At the same time, I think that the sub teams need to get to the point where they need to have something to report out. And I don't think everything in every single thing they consider needs to be put there on the list. But each of the sub teams needs to share their work product and how they got there.
Okay, that addressed my concern. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And this is Lauren, maybe to add, so at least for risk and for abuse, this is going in the same direction. Comments and actions are in Google Docs, which are available to everyone. And for risk, the document, so this is 5.5-9, we're playing around in is in the team drive. So while the calls are obviously not easy to code or something like that, the outcome is definitely visible. So this is available, and I was just thinking maybe for next week or so we should try to share these so that we have these insights if we want to.
Okay, is there anything else we need to talk about today? Right. I think then that the sub-teams need to keep working. In fact, I'd like to see the pace picked up a bit. Hopefully now that semesters are wrapping up and so on, that can happen. Let's move as rapidly as we can to get this work done and back to the whole group. And I will work with the ICANN staff to update the work plan to reflect the decision we made earlier. Okay, is there anything else that needs summarized at this point? Okay, thank you all. Please, let's get this public comment. I feel like we're the snake that ate the big thing, and it's got to work its way down the body. Let's do that. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Russ.
Everyone, bye.